Good morning, Grace City. This is Josie Saylor, and today I'll be reading from Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 32. The parable of the prodigal son. And he said, there was a man who had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of property that is coming to me. And he divided his property between them. Not many days later, the younger son gathered all he had and took a journey into a far country. And there he squandered his property in reckless living. And when he had spent everything, a severe famine arose in that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him into his fields to feed the pigs. And he was longing to be fed with the pods that the pigs ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread, but I perish here with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, bring quickly the best robe and put it on him and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring the fattened calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to celebrate. Now his older son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, your brother has come, and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has received him back safe and sound. But he was angry and refused to go in. His father came out and entreated him. But he answered his father, look, these many years I have served you, and I never disobeyed your command. Yet you never gave me a young goat that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came, who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed the fattened calf for him. And he said to him, son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. It was fitting to celebrate and be glad, for this your brother was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found. When I read this parable, I can relate to both the prodigal son and the older son. I've made some painful mistakes in my life that have left me feeling ashamed like the prodigal son. When I recognized that I needed to repent and return to God, the shame made me feel as though I had to somehow earn his love back, like the prodigal son felt he should be treated as a hired servant rather than his father's son. On the other hand, I've also had seasons where I relate more to the older son. I feel like I'm working hard to do all the right things, and I feel resentful, even bitter, when I'm not recognized for my efforts. As I reflect on this parable, what stands out is the way the father pursues both of his sons. He draws near to both of them, one in his shame, the other in his pride and bitterness. He runs to meet the prodigal son on the road. He leaves the party to entreat his older son to join the party. His heart is to be with both of them. In the same way, God draws near to us. He runs to meet us on the roads of our lives. He invites us to a seat at his table. He longs to draw us near as his beloved children so that we are free to love as we have been loved by him. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the depth of your love that is communicated in this parable. It is a merciful and redemptive love, inviting us into relationship with you as beloved children. I pray for my brothers and sisters in Christ that whatever challenges or heartache or difficulties they face today, they would be able to experience intimate relationship with you. I know that is your heart's desire. Would it be ours also? Amen.